The Holy Gospel according to John, the second chapter. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine given out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you to do." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." And they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his sign in Cana of Galilee, the reveal of his glory, and his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you may be seated. Let us pray. Dear God, as we come to worship you today, may the words of my tongue and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable to you, who is our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As a significant event in our lives, weddings are well prepared and takes a lot of effort to make it happen. The preparation time could take weeks, and in most cases are months or even a year to organize a wedding. Attending a wedding is to witness a couple making a commitment with each other, a commitment of love, respect, and life together. In a traditional Chinese wedding, the couple will bow three times in order to honor the commitment. The first bow is for the heaven and the earth, because in the spiritual core value of Chinese culture, we believe that there's a harmony between the heaven, the earth, and human. And the second bow is for parents, which shows the thanksgiving and respect for both of the couple's parents. And last one is for each other, the couple. So they will turn to each other and they will bow to each other. So this is the commitment that they will combine into one and for the rest of their life. And I think it's very interesting that how different cultures express the same core value of wedding commitment, which is that the commitment is not only made between these two parties in this wedding, it is also involves the participation of families, friends, and also, most importantly, the sacred one. And in today's gospel, Jesus was invited to a wedding in Cana of Galilee, where he turned water into wine. And this is also known as the very first sign, the first miracle he did. Weddings during Jesus' time, Jesus' day, were week-long festivals. The banquets would be prepared for many guests, and the week would be spent celebrating the new life of the married couple, and often the whole town were invited, and everyone will come. To accommodate so many people, carefully planned was needed. just as how we see weddings are well planned today. We prepare it down to every single detail, and many times we would run a rehearsal just to make sure that all details come together perfectly. But trust me, no matter how well we planned, there's always something that will come out that is not out of our plan. There's always something that we're missing. And sometimes the flaws are hardly noticed. And other times they are very apparent. And sometimes the mistakes that occur can be quite humorous. But sometimes they can be very embarrassing. And luckily, Jesus was in this very embarrassing situation. So the whole town came to the wedding in this big party, and they ran out of the wine. Now I have some questions for you. You can choose to raise up your hand or just say out loud yes or no, or if you're too shy, you can just say yes or no to yourself. So do you think that Jesus knew that they would run out of wine at some point during a wedding? No. Mm-hmm. No. Maybe some of you think, well, maybe yes. He knows things is a God. Another question. Do you think that he planned to help in this situation? No, absolutely no. No, maybe yes or no. And I also think it's no, because Jesus said, he replied to Mary, that woman, what concern is that to you and to me, my hour has not yet come. Which I think is a pretty harsh way to say no. Although at the end he did that, but it's still very hard. And last question, which is also a little bit challenging. So what if Mary didn't ask Jesus for help? And would they solve the problem? Maybe yes. Maybe not. Maybe yes, they can just go to the liquor store, if there's one in town, and buy some, or give some cookies, like we all like cookies. Or if they really couldn't find a way, they can just simply apologize to say, sorry, we ran out of the wine. And in this story, the Bible didn't tell us why this situation happened. Is that because this couple, they didn't prepare well enough? Maybe yes, maybe no. Because I believe that in this such important event in their lives, and it's a week-long celebration, they must put a lot of effort to prepare. And yet, as we know, in this well-prepared wedding, some emergency situation happened out of their plan. Were there things that we prepared well but didn't turn out as we planned? Of course, yes. Take my first sermon as example. The first sermon I did at the Chinese church, and it was a 30-minute sermon. And I prepared a 30-minute sermon. But eventually, I ran through the whole sermon within 15 minutes. You know, first time. And I believe that all of us must have some similar feelings before that, and we all hate that. Things didn't go to the direction they want, and their unexpected thing happened out of our plan. Maybe you are pretty, very unhappy about this because this is not my plan. Or maybe you are very positive to say, well, it's okay, I tried very hard, and I believe that I can do it better next time. Or you had a very neutral thinking that, well, even though things didn't go to the direction I planned, but I'm okay, and it's now the end of the world. No matter how well we plan, things will not always turn out as we have planned. Sometimes the unexpected situation, the missing parts of our plan, is the very space where we encountered God. In this space, God's miracle revealed. And in that space, Jesus turned water into wine. The abundant grace was first shown to the world. The message today I want you to take back to home today is the willingness of living a space for God in our well-prepared plan. And the question for us is, are we willing to leave this space? Are we willing to leave a space for God in a well-prepared situation? Are we willing to leave a space for God in our strive for perfectionism? Are we willing to leave a space for God where we can say it is okay to fail? Are we willing to leave a space for God in our busy schedule? Are we willing to leave a space for God where He can reveal in our lives? And are we willing to leave a space for God where He can turn what we lack into abundance? Every Tuesday morning, we will have a Hope staff meeting, and there will always be a devotion time at the beginning. A few weeks ago, when Nick shared a very good example that's about his own space for God, he mentioned that oftentimes during a busy day, he would simply stop all the work he was doing at that moment and just simply focus on God and meditation, and then we'll go back to the work. This few minutes of meditation time is a space where he lives for God every day. This weekend, some of our ladies went to the women's retreat, and the theme for this year is Dancing with the Divine. As the organizer Anne and Benita described, this is the very space where we can connect deeply with the divine in God, within ourselves, and with each other. And this week, we will lift up two groups in our congregation. One is the Hope Trust. This team provides opportunities through our generous giving to support the special ministry both at Hope and for the world outside of the church. And another group we'll give thanks for is a communion service, as we mentioned about in a children's message, that each week this group helped to serve Jesus to each other. As a congregation, we encounter God in that very space of supporting and serving for each other. Last but not the least are the questions. You know that will come. So the questions for today what are the spaces that I can leave for God? And how can I make it happen? What are the spaces that I can leave for God? And how can I make it happen? Amen.